Parcel 7. His life following his later release from Pentridge Jail. Linen-bound pocket diary, 3 inches by 4¾ inches approximately, of 50 pages. On the end papers there are 6 drawings of people, trees and fences, the quality of artwork somewhere between doodling and drawing, dust soiling along edges. The small publisher ticket of J. Gill, Gerildery, is pasted to the address panel, which dates the composition after February 1879. Although concluding with a rather wistful recollection of 2 years during which he was employed at the Killawarra sawmill, these pages concentrate on a few turbulent months in 1874, the time between his release from Pentridge Jail and his celebrated boxing match with Wild Wright. In the middle of my first year as prisoner, my mother were dealing with the difficulties of a widow's life. She was standing on a chair with a hammer in her hand, attempting to affix a sheet of tin to deflect the cold rain from her back door. She had just hit her thumb the second time when she became aware of a stranger standing by the horse paddock observing her. He were an old fellow in a terrible raggedy coat and raggedy trousers, and my mother thought he were a swagman and took pity to beckon him over. Then she fetched a cup of flour so he might make himself a little damper. She gave him the flour wrapped in a cone of newspaper, and only then did she discover the object of her charity were a very stinky old man, his wool coat tanned with his own urine, the smell of the process made worse by the rain. Just the same, the old boy were as proud as a prince, telling her she could keep her flour, he had no use for it. "Then what are you needing, uncle?" "I wouldn't be sorry to get a drop of the brandy," said he. "Brandy with threepence the slug," my mother told him so. "But I have no more than..."